Hi, and welcome to He Plays, She Plays, the podcast where we usually play games and talk about them.
You know, when they let us play them.
I'm Deva.
And I'm Jacob.
And today, we are talking about the big announcement about the PlayStation stores. The PlayStation 3, the PlayStation Vita, and the PSP stores are all closing down.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking, PS3 was 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Why should I care? Which, I mean, is a fair question.
Yeah, it'd be a fair question if all the stuff was moving forward into the current
into the new world.
Yeah.
But therein lies the problem. So, this is going to be a bit of a different episode than usual, where we're not going to be talking about any specific games. Mm-hmm. But we're going to kind of be talking about how shitty PlayStation is for their decision.
Which is really hard, because I don't know if anybody's been listening, but we come across as a bit... bit Sony-centric in this household.
Some of us might be more PlayStation than others. Some of us might own a PlayStation hoodie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Deva, not Jacob.
Yeah.
Would it be caught dead in a PlayStation hoodie?
No. Not really an advertisement on my body kind of guy.
But they've done some really, really shitty decisions recently, and we're going to talk about them today. Also, if you don't know, the PlayStation 3 and the Vita store is closing down on August 27th, mm-hmm. and the PSP store, which is mostly closed down already, the rest of it closes down on July 2nd of this year, 2021.
Yeah.
So, that's what you've got.
Yeah, and sorry for not getting this out sooner. As we'll get into, we had some things we wanted to figure out and get done before we had this episode. But there's still enough time for you guys to jump on and grab what you need.
Yeah, if you need to. So, first of all, why should you even care about this ancient store?
Well, let me talk to you about archival work.
So, for those who have missed the first episode, Jacob and I are both librarians. We mm-hmm. are boring, boring librarians who care about things that nobody cares about, like gaming history.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Companies, like Sony, but all of them, can't be trusted to keep history around. They're out to make money, and as soon as things aren't going to make money, they will be tossed.
But that leads to a problem where, like, all of the great games that you remember from your past, if they aren't super profitable anymore, like Final Fantasy VII, always going to be profitable, probably always going to be on some store somewhere.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a problem. But the smaller gems, the ones that have critical acclaim but didn't sell millions and millions and millions of copies and are part of a huge franchise, you might never mm-hmm. see them again.
Yeah. And this is an issue with all mediums, of course, but we do a video game podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
So we're going to... This whole thing has put something into perspective for us, because when the PS5 launched, we very specifically got the one with the disc drive because we wanted to have the option.
Well, because we have a lot of discs and I like solid state media, but mm-hmm. it's 2021 and there's only so much space in yeah. the world mm-hmm. and we keep specifically buying, in our house.
And we keep buying old games. So where are we going to put the new ones?
So we're like, hey, cool. Digital purchasing.
Yeah. And we have done a couple digital purchases since buying the PS5, but we're going to stop doing that.
Yeah. And so today we wanted to talk to you guys about digital ownership, because there's a few things that have been happening recently that are kind of concerning if you want to own things and if you're kind of obsessed with owning things, as we are, because we are librarians and we like to have things. So just got a couple of examples to feed you guys. We've mentioned it before, but the first hint that we really saw, or the first thing I can remember of this happening PlayStation-wise, like Sony-wise specifically, is the PT game.
Yeah.
And it's just called PT.
The Silent Hills Playable Trailer.
Is what it stands for. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, that was a short and sweet game that came out. Nobody knew what it was. It was just this random thing called PT. Absolutely fucking terrifying.
Yeah, and still remains one of the best things on the PS4.
Yep, it does. It was free to download. Nobody knew what it was. Turns out, if you can get to the end of the game, which is not an easy feat, it is a very simple premise of loop wrapping around a hallway with a 90-degree angle in it, and you walk around it, and you go through a door, and going through that door brings you through the door that's at the beginning of the hallway.
If that sounds familiar, there's a lot of games now that have blatantly ripped it off.
But that was the first, and the most effective to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And that game, scary as fuck. Every time you go through the hallway, it changes. We had a friend who went through the doorway. There was a person standing at the there, and he's like, nope, I'm done.
Just put the controller down. Fully stopped. Noped right the fuck out of it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going forward. If I don't go forward, she's not going to change, and that's it. And to be fair, that was a legitimate option.
I mean, that's an option for every game. You can just stop playing. You've won.
That was one. I was under a blanket as you were playing that. I was terrified when you were playing that game.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, it'll be fun. That was not particularly fun.
Well, you say that, but then it absorbed you and you had to look up all the lore and figure out all the mystery.
Well, because it has puzzles in it. And at the end, when you're getting haunted, I'm like, no, I need to help you figure out this puzzle. But it's so scary.
We need to do 8 steps, hear a baby cry, and then take 8 more steps, hear a baby laugh, let the radio play,
turn around,
haunted.
Pick up a phone.
Yeah. Or something.
Look in
like
the
that.
Mirror. Look in the mirror. She's haunting you. She's haunting you. Go, go, go. It was an insane. But we genuinely had fun with that game.
Yeah.
And then almost as quickly as it released, it got pulled from the PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
Now, it was a free to download thing because, again, it was a trailer at the end of the day, it turns out. But this is my problem with that. Because it was free, they thought they had the right, whoever it was, Konami.
Oh, it's Konami.
PlayStation. The companies involved feel that they have the right to pull that game back from you. If you didn't still have it downloaded, which we did, and it's still downloaded to this day on our PlayStation 4, we will not ever erase it because we're archival and we're weird like that. They think they can take it back from you. Yep. Granted, no money changed hands, but if they had given you a demo disc, if we went back in like 1995 and you'd been passing a kiosk and they had given you a demo disc and then they decided not to release the game, they would have come busting through the doors of everybody who they gave that demo disc to and like stealing it back out of their computers or stealing it off their bookshelf or whatever. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do that. But because it's digital, they think they have the right to take it back from you because they just feel like it.
We can't put PT on any new PS4 we get. The only way we can play it is on the PS4 we first downloaded it on.
If our PS4 dies, that's the end of that thing. I mean, I think people have now cracked it and have pulled it out for emulator.
Of course. And for a lot of these stories, if you know how to do this,
do it.
Just do it. If they don't think this history is worth preserving and you have the ability to preserve it for other people, do it.
Because it's about companies making decisions on content and on things that you ultimately own.
Yeah. I mean, don't try to sell it, then you'd be a piece of shit too. But if you're giving this away for free online and it's the only way some people get to play PT or any other example we are going to give, there's no moral objection to that.
And it's not just the gaming industry either. It's
and
movies
music
too.
And
back in 2019, this is the one that got me originally and why I have always been a bit nervous to move from physical media to digital media, is back in 2019, Microsoft used to have an ebook store, like Amazon does, like Apple does. Shock and horror, it wasn't as successful as Amazon, Kindle, and MacBooks, or whatever it's called. So they closed their store, much like Sony's doing today. And this is kind of what I noticed about the Sony store closing, is that they kept saying, Sony promises that anything that you've purchased will remain accessible. Oh. That shouldn't be in fucking question.
How magnanimous of them.
Like, we have a lot of stuff in our house. If somebody came in and stole all of our stuff, but left us the amount of money it was worth, or the amount of money we paid for it, plus a little bit, I would be so pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
And I guarantee there are outlets out there thanking Sony for this move.
Yeah, for their magnanimous decision to allow us to keep the things that we have actually paid money for and purchased.
There are so many sycophants in gaming generally, between players and journalists and people who are willing to take backhanded corporate bullshit in stride because they're making games for us. We wouldn't put up with this shit with movies or books.
Like, could you imagine if, like, Citizen Kane, the movie studio, was like, well, it's not making its money anymore, so fuck it, and then never released it ever again? Like, the only way to watch it was on Laserdisc or something, and that was it. To be fair, well, the Star Wars movie. The Star Wars movie. The only way to watch them in their original format is on a Laserdisc version.
Yeah. Or a rip-off line. And spoilers, when we go to watch those movies, we use the rip-off line. Because it's the best version.
It's the best version. So, sorry, getting back to my story about Microsoft. They closed their store, and unlike the magnanimous Sony, they decided that even if you bought the books, no, you were losing access to those books. And you were getting the money back for your trouble if you had used the annotation service that you have with ebooks. You got an extra $25. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Ooh, hope you didn't need that for a project.
Hope you weren't making your notes in your textbook for your exam. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and looking back to our days in university, I did that all the time. I'd circle pages where great quotes were. I'd find tables and I'd like highlight them. And I know book owning Puritans out there are gasping. These aren't books for my collection. They're books for projects.
Yeah. Well, they're textbooks.
Yeah. Like now, if I'm going to, like, the last time I wrote an adaptation, I ruined that book. Like I was adapting a old horror work into a short film. I ruined that book.
But that also
scraped
wasn't
it apart.
A first edition.
No, of course it wasn't a first edition. But my point is, it's yours. It's a living thing. And part of what's great about physical stuff is it takes some of you on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well,
and even in the non-physical stuff, when I read stuff now, like books that are digital, I have this really weird habit. You actually discovered this.
Yeah, I did see this.
Even when I'm reading a book for fun, like just a generic fiction fantasy book, I will highlight stuff and make little comments to myself where I'm like, girl, he's lying to you. Don't do this. or
like,
oh,
get
please.
Fucked.
Exactly. Like, basically just my comments back to the text just because it's kind of fun for me.
Yeah.
That has no value to anybody.
If someone took that away from you, though, that'd be some real bullshit. There's a bit of you in there.
I'd be so pissed that they just wiped that. And it's not like, because sometimes when I read through something a second time, because it comes up highlighted, I go and I read my note and I'm like, ha, that's pretty funny.
So, like, you bought it. It's yours. They don't have the right to take it back.
They shouldn't have the right to take it back. And I think legislatively, that really needs to get looked at because it's not so, it's new and people aren't thinking about it yet, but it's getting me all riled up. So
currently, digital media, all the protections are on the corporate side. They're not on the consumer side.
And that's a dangerous place to be for the sense of ownership.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go even more dusty and boring for a second. Library system stuff. When they purchase ebooks, because if you don't know, you can get ebooks from your library. But when they purchase ebooks, they have a certain number of times they can get lent out. This depends on the deal that they make with the company.
And also a certain number of times that they can be out to multiple people at the same time. So like only 3 people can download something at once. Mm-hmm.
They have the nerve to charge the same amount as a physical book for an ebook. But I think it's something ludicrous like 5 reads later, it auto-deletes.
Yeah,
and they lose access to it. And they have to buy it all over again. They can rent out a physical book way more times than 5 before it falls to dust.
Well, and also, it's artificial limitation.
It is.
On something, like, there could be a completely different model where it's, like, in the first 6 months of its life when it's got, like, the most downloads, right? It's at a premium price and then it goes down after. But there's no, like, it's not just 3 people at a time. Like, thousands of people could have access to it right away. Right. But there's all these corporate protections, but nothing for the user or for the people who are trying to archive this shit. Stuff is important. Information is important, and we need to pay attention to it.
We don't want to lose this stuff. And on the consumer side, and again, sycophants are going to argue against this, but why does digital media cost the same as physical media? It didn't require as much manufacturing. It didn't require shipping. It didn't require half of the cost No. They don't have to pay some shopkeep their 10% on top. It's almost entirely profit. Why does it cost the same amount?
It's insane. Yeah.
And we've just accepted that that's normal.
Yeah. You also can't share it. Like, especially on the PlayStation Store. And do you know how many times you have tried to lend out Persona 5? And you're like, oh, we could lend you Persona 5. And I'm like, no, we can't. And you're like, why? Because we bought the digital copy. We can't share that with our friends.
Do we both have regular Persona 5 and Royal digitally?
Yes.
Oh, man, we fucked that one up.
We did. It's okay. I'm
you're going to get a collector's edition when you can find it? Okay, good.
I've seen a collector's edition multiple times come up on our local used store, and I will be purchasing it, especially in light of this conversation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like learned my lesson.
Anything that we can get physically, we are now getting physically.
Yeah. And but there's also the question, a lot of games now are only released digitally. They don't come in a physical copy.
And then who's going to archive it if not us? If they're only digital?
Well, who's
going to
archive it if it gets taken away? Like, if they cancel whatever store it's on, like, I don't know, the Ultra Pro 91 store or whatever.
Because Sony has said, oh, don't worry, these things will still be available, but that's not going to be true forever.
Yeah, well, that's
they're
only
gonna fully
through,
shut it down.
That's only through the grace of their...
Yeah, but even that is going to end.
Yeah.
It will end someday.
That's what I mean. The grace is going to end.
Whether 5 years from now or 10 years from now, they're just going to quietly shut this service down eventually. Which means we're going to have to back all this stuff up.
Yeah. But yeah, so I know this isn't our normal, like, bouncy episode, but we thought it was really, really important to do kind of like a public announcement for the few people that are listening to us. If you haven't heard that this is closing and you're interested in any of the games, we actually found a webpage that had all of the...
RPGs, at least.
All of the RPGs that are currently on the PlayStation 3 store that don't have a copy anywhere else.
Yeah.
So they didn't get ported to the PS4. They didn't get ported to...
The 5. Or some sort of collection or...
They didn't come out in a physical copy. All of these things that are digital only that are on the PlayStation 3 and Vita stores...
Now, most of them did have old physical copies, but other than the original physical copy, which is probably very expensive, this is the only way to buy it.
Yeah. Jumping off from that... We had plans for a new series. It's 2021. We have technically finished the Chocobo Challenge. Yeah. We're in the process of recording it for you guys.
We just keep getting distracted by stuff like this.
But we needed a new project for 2021. And so we are launching our new series called RPG Archaeology. We have a lot of collector's editions. I say collector's editions. We have all those classic RPGs in physical copy because we're, again, insane. And we were intending to go through and play those because they're really, really hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Found out through this process that a lot of them are on the PlayStation 3 store. And they're really, really reasonable.
Yeah, most of them are $5.
If you want to pick them up. If you know how to steal them, steal them. We couldn't figure out how to steal them. So we spent like $5 on like them, most of them, because we also own the physical copy.
To be fair, currently, if you were to buy them, the companies that created them will still get some profit.
That's
true. So buy them for now. But as soon as Sony gives it the backhand, either go to the companies that own it and petition they bring it back out.
That won't work. That'll be like your change petition for Monster Rancher 2.
Oh, and I'm
that's
so
not going
close.
Anywhere.
I'm so close to just being like, man, I'm gonna download the hacked version because they fixed a bunch of it. The fans fixed a bunch of Monster Rancher 2. I don't know if I talked about that in my last rant. But I digress.
Just tying back to our Monster Rancher 2 episode.
If you can give the creators some money, do so. If it's not available anywhere,
steal it.
Make it work is what
steal
I was going to say.
Steal it forever. Like, steal it and share it.
Because creatives are mostly starving artists like me. They need the money.
Well, but if it's a 1995 game, nobody is getting money for that. People are getting pennies
for that.
Maybe.
Maybe. But hey, pennies
are still
pennies.
Unless it's a Final Fantasy title.
Which are very available. Actually, no, they're not. Final Fantasy Tactics and stuff are available here. I don't know if they still are on the PS4 and PS5.
I'm pretty sure they are. Anything Final Fantasy tends to live forever because Square's still around. But there's a lot of companies...
Yeah, Square's still around. Where the fuck is my Star Ocean 2? I don't like saying steal it, but if they don't make it available for you, steal it.
Yeah. Come around to the dark side.
If they don't value the content, someone has to, or it's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't let it disappear.
So... Going back to RPG Archaeology, we're going to be launching a series where we're playing through all the classic, not all the classic, all the ones we can find RPGs.
Yeah. We'll try to hit all collection. The greatest hits and all the ones we've collected.
Yeah. We're especially going to be focusing on working designs and things that aren't Final Fantasy, because we've already done a lot of Final Fantasies, or we might also resurrect 1 and 2 of the Final Fantasy series.
We may have already sourced those.
Now, but they are further down the list. We know we need to take a break from Final Fantasy. Yeah.
And they might more be like Chocobo Challenge Act 2 to finish off the entire list.
But we realize that they are super...
easy to find.
No, they're... A lot of these games are going to be super cost prohibitive to buy in physical copies. So where we can, we're going to save the physical copies that we are so they don't get more wear and tear. Yeah.
We will play the digital one over playing the, you know, $300 currently in plastic dust protected boxes. We'll leave them in the boxes.
Yeah. And if you want to see how our collection is going and kind of what we've got coming up, we will be releasing things on our website. That's heplayssheplays.ca. Mm-hmm.
Check out the RPG Archaeology page and you will see it's slowly growing into a complete list of what we have and plan on playing. We'd like to do an episode for each one. It just will take some time. There's lots of them.
And they're pretty long too. And it will be, the subtitle for this could be Davis Struggles with Games Without Voice Acting.
Yeah. Yeah, most of them don't have
that. We've played one, and so far it hasn't been easy.
Yeah. The other thing is, we know these things are hard to find, and you might want a little snippet of, you know, whether or not it's worth picking up. If you're going to end up dropping $80 on a PS1 game, we want to give you a little hint of what you're in for, if it's worth picking up. We're going to do the archival work for you.
Yeah.
Give you your little library. And to start that, I don't know if we've said this. We got a PlayStation TV so that we could play PSP and Vita games that are available on the store. And then using that website, which link will be in the show notes, we bought all of them.
Just to make sure that we had them for this project.
So we purchased 30 RPGs. Might have been 29. 29 or 30 RPGs that we wouldn't be able to find elsewhere. They are now all... And we're going to back them up on a hard drive. And we're going to make sure that they are available so that we can talk about them after we play them. Because we play video games and we talk about them.
We do. That's our thing. Mm-hmm. So, sorry this wasn't as jaunty an episode as it usually is. We will be back later this week with a more fun episode. We're going to be starting RPG Archaeology, so you'll have our first episode of that out. And then we'll be getting back to the Chocobo Challenge, which we are going to finish. We got to clean up from 2020.
Like, honestly, Cyberpunk's probably still bad, so
I forgot about Cyberpunk.
So we could probably put that off for a few more weeks and just roll through all the Final Fantasies.
We've still got to talk about Dark or Demon Souls.
We've got to talk about them Dark Demons. But Bloodborne was better, and we wanted to talk about that instead.
We got a game. This is how this podcast rolls, guys. Sorry, this is the things that we like to talk about.
Old games just end up being the ones we end up playing. We will play more new games.
So when Cyberpunk is 20 years old, then we'll play it then.
And then we'll find out it's still broken. I don't want to play it while characters are still going to T-pose. I don't want to do that.
To be fair, we don't know if that's still happening or not.
I really hope it's not. But it's going to get another month. I do hope
the glitch where chopsticks fly across the room is still there, because that'll just be fun. So PlayStation,
get your shit together. Come on.
0 out of 10 stars. 0 to 10 RPGs.
Bad. AAA gaming sucks.
Corporations suck.
Corporations suck.
I have to go burn my hoodie.
Yeah, go burn your hoodie.
Bye.
Bye.
So we do a topical episode, and instantly it's out of date.
Yeah. As we were doing the editing process, we became aware that Sony had reversed their decision.
Yes, they are no longer closing the PlayStation 3 and Vita stores. Everybody screamed so loud that that is not a thing anymore. PSP is still closing on July 2nd, so if you're a PSP fan, you're still shit out of luck. But for the rest of the stores, that is still going to stay for a while. But they could reverse their decision at any time.
Yeah.
It's totally in PlayStation's court at this point.
The broader strokes of the discussion we had, still very relevant, and we're not changing course on any of the stuff we're doing, regardless of Sony's decision-making, which is still based on money, not on preserving history.
Yes, it's based on their public opinion. So score one for the little guy this time. Next time we might not win. So RPG Archaeology is still coming. We've still recorded that. First, I guess at this point, I just get to keep my hoodie.
Yeah. Glad you didn't burn it.
I know. Saved from the match. So, yeah. Bye.
Bye.